ASI is a ministry that's networking all these different ministries together with the church.
Being involved with ASI, meeting other people.
ASI Convention is an excellent opportunity, just a great opportunity.
People that are in ASI, there's a particular fellowship.
ASI is really the stamp. It's the glue that holds all the ministries together.
Welcome to ASI Video Magazine. I'm Dan Houghton. I've been an ASI member for a long time, and over the years, I have seen the organization change and add new members. But one thing has remained constant, our mission of sharing Christ in the marketplace. Today, we're going to meet two ASI member organizations, a clinic in Mississippi and a school in Arkansas, which are devoted to fulfilling that mission. Dr. Yoshinobu Namihira runs a Better Living Clinic and Endoscopy Center in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Dr. Namihira uses his clinic as a center for outreach to the community. He likes to say that the life God gave him, he wants to give to others. And for each patient Dr. Namihira prays, what can I do for him? What can I do for her? Let's find out how those prayers have been answered.
When I was a small boy in 1952, that's way back before the sabin vaccine was available, I was struck by the poliomyelitis. My mother thought I was going to die because there's no doctors in a small island in Okinawa, Japan, way in 1950s, before the vaccine was even available in the United States. So my mother thought that there's nothing she can do except just rub the legs, and that's all she did. And everybody thought, hey, this boy is going to die. But miraculously, I survived. One day, I was playing in the field with your peers. All of a sudden, rain came. And then the rest of my peers just ran to the classroom from the field. And then I was running too, and because I don't want to get wet. But because of my polio, I couldn't get to the room fast enough. And then everybody else was dry because they can run fast. And then I was really depressed. I looked at myself and said, I thought I was the worst case of the poliomyelitis. Because when you live in a small island, that was my concept. See, you're the worst, you're the worst. But at the age of 13, my mother took me from the small island Yonaguni into the Ishigaki Island, and from Ishigaki Island to the mainland Okinawa. She took me to the hospital called Hospital for the Handicapped Children. I've never seen children with a cerebral palsy, was not able to speak. I've never seen this poliomyelitis bedridden in a wheelchair. And I was working with the, even though it was not perfect shape, but I was at least moving. That's the first time I saw and said, what? And I was hushed. My mother took me to the children for the handicapped children, and then I was admitted. The first night, I walked into the room, and the first night, I did not sleep. I wept. I wept. Because while I was living in a small island, I thought I was worst. And I said, if I ever become somebody, I want to do something for somebody. The life I spent as a patient, it was a tremendous benefit for me as a patient, because I went through the surgery as a patient. I went through the received the shot as a patient, as a small boy. And that experience as a patient is the basis for me to understand how the patients feel when they say, well, I get nausea and vomit. And you know what it means. when they say, I have a pain, you know what it means, because you are there.
I truly believe that I'm in the best of hands. You know, I've had a surgery. He gave me surgery, and what really impressed me about that was, you know, and it was a little bit frightening to go, you know, to have surgery and all, but just prior to the time of my surgery, he held my hand and he prayed over me, and I've never, ever had a physician to pray over me before the surgery. And it just meant a lot to me, you know. It was just something special, you know, very spiritual.
Yeah, that was also my experience with him, too. When I first had the colonoscopy, they did the same thing. And that was, like I say, the first time a doctor had ever prayed. And so I let you know that he, although he had skills, that he depended on a higher power.
Things changed so much in 18 and a half years. But I have to say this, I have thoroughly enjoyed working for him every minute. He's a fine Christian man. I would not be here working today if it were someone else.
If the doctor retires, probably that's the same time too, we'll retire, you know.
Sometimes you don't want to go to work, I mean, in some places, but I just can't wait to get here, other than this is my second home away from home. So, and it makes you feel a whole lot better when you're able to be in a place that you love, opposed to a place that you don't want to come to. So I just can't wait to get here every morning. I wouldn't stay as long as I do if I did not.
He tells us, thank you. I know, like the first 2 days I was here 3.5 years ago, he called me in and thanked me then for the work I was doing, and that he was glad that I was on board with the staff. But he shows his appreciation, and he tells his appreciation.
Yeah, go, 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 go. Thank you very much, Amy. Thank you.
I've never seen him mad at an employee, and I've never seen him raise his voice. And when the first day I was here, when I started working for him that first day, I will never forget what he told me. He said, Barbara, I turn nobody away, whether they have any money or not.
There's not many doctors that would tell you, drink more water, you know, you don't need the drugs, you know, you can do these natural things.
They like him to come back, even though they transferred out of state, they still come back to do the procedure because of the prayer.
That's the only doctor that pray with them, you know, and they're more feel relaxed, you know, and then they're still more confident, you know, after the prayer, you know.
You gotta have patience when you come here. Can't be in a hurry.
But he's, you know, he's there for us, and, you know, I personally feel I wish there were more doctors like him, because when we come here, we know we're getting the best, you know, and hey, I've had occasions when I was kind of depressed, you know, with stressed or stressed out, and he would tell me that, you know, you have to really think about what you're doing to yourself, because he's, you know, he kind of combines, you know, he has this wisdom that he shares with you as his patients. And he talks about the spiritual side, as well as, you know, doing what God would want you to do. Look at the things that are really, truly important to you. And those are the things that you work at and, you know, you work with.
So to me, my main theme of life is very simple. If you do it, do it with good heart. Not because I want you do something for me, but because I'm called to do.
I really pray for people, not only that I give these things, but I really start praying for people will be ready. The main reason I put the 3ABA is because that has everything, you know, the message to get ready, all that too. So, some people are maybe offended, you know, some told us too, but we decided we're going to stick to it, and if we diminish, let it be so, you know, God will take care of it, so.
Well, basically what really made a big difference for me as a member of the ASI is the connection. The way I share Christ in the medical practice may not be exactly the same as when you have a business of manufacturing, but the principle is exactly the same. We're not doing anything. We're just, whether you make the bicycle or you do the surgery, it's still the same. Concept is, what do you have in your hand? You just share with whom you come in contact with. When I go to the ASI convention and we meet you know, all kinds of people, but there is something common. And it's very easy to relate, that number one, number two. Number one, number two, ASI gave a avenue for me to be connected.
He's all about having better health. And we appreciate that aspect very well, because as when we do our health meetings, or our evangelistic meetings, we always include health. Because we know people are sick and they're suffering, and many times don't even know why that they are suffering.
One of the things that impressed me so much was when it came time to pray for individuals, and you know, he has a walker and he cannot walk as well. I saw him get down on his knees and pray for a gentleman who had a smoking problem. And I tell you, that was just really a decisive moment. It was a heart-telling moment. And so that has really impacted me. To see individuals who really care for others and wanting to put forth this message.
If you notice, there is the amazing grace on the hallway. So those are the things that remind the patients that I'm doing what I'm trying to do. But in addition to my skills and training that I have, I want to give something extra. If you want to, now, you have to be careful, because you cannot force what you believe, but at least I can share, or at least I can reveal how I feel, but yet you cannot force it.
When I see Dr. Namahar, I see someone being innovative. He uses the top of his office to do presentations to assist his patients in not only understanding about how to live better, but also to know about Jesus. I've never been in a doctor's office that has been set up in such a way that has been designed for ministry. And so I think more and more in these last days, as God begins to pour out his spirit and people begin to take the call of Jesus seriously, we're going to see more and more people. And I'm convinced, Ellen White says, it's going to be the laity that are going to finish the work that ushers in the second coming of Jesus. And this is a good example of someone who is not an ordained minister, but is a lay person that takes the calling of Jesus seriously.
ASI is filled with wonderful stories of members in action, just like Dr. Namihira. In fact, one of the things that drew Dr. Namihira to ASI was hearing the testimonies of members at an ASI Southern Union chapter meeting. Dr. Namihira wrote to ASI that he was impressed by our members, people he said had a common purpose in mind, to share Christ in the marketplace. Held each year during the first weekend in August, the ASI convention is one of the largest Adventist gatherings in North America, with thousands in attendance. It's a time of camaraderie and inspiration. We share exciting testimonies and enjoy outstanding music and speakers, and encourage each other to be bold in sharing Christ. There are also full programs for children and young adults, and some families even make the ASI convention their summer vacation.
ASI is a great opportunity for anyone to meet people.
You have an opportunity to network with individuals.
It's a great opportunity for them to learn from each other.
Rubbing shoulders and hanging out with people that are committed to the Lord's soon coming.
I have developed a wonderful network.
It's been absolutely invaluable, the contacts we've made through ASI.
ASI places great importance on young people, and many of our members are actively involved youth in ministry. Washita Hills Academy and College are ASI member schools in Amity, Arkansas. They are committed to providing their students with a premier education along with a practical work experience. However, Their supreme goal is to equip students for a lifetime of soul winning.
Two, three, one. Who would send a baby?
Who would send a baby?
We get a lot of feedback, a lot of positive feedback about our students from a variety of sources, employers, other schools. In fact, we hear often from other Adventist colleges and universities saying we just love the students that come from your school because they do know how to work, they're serious, they're focused, they know where they're going. Obviously, they're still kids, but we do believe that as they work here, they're not only gaining skills, you know, learning how to do plumbing or wiring or baking or whatever the skills set are, they're also learning those habits that no matter where they go to work, no matter what they're going to do, they're going to be performers, they're going to be good workers.
Our students come from all different kinds of backgrounds. Some people think, well, they must all be musical because we do focus a lot in on music, and by the time they finish a year, most of them are actively involved in some kind of a musical program. But actually, our students are coming from all different aspects. We do have a lot of homeschooled children because we find that homeschooled parents are very concerned about the environment their child comes into. And so we do find we have a lot of homeschooled. But we have students from usually about 22, 24 different states in the academy. And some of them are very academically gifted and some of them are not.
I can honestly say it was probably one of the defining moments of my life. It's hard to describe, but I had never been in an environment where there were conservative, Christian, dedicated young people. I just never had those kind of friends when I was young. And so coming to a school like this where I made very good friends that were Christian, that were dedicated Adventists, it was just an amazing experience for me.
Oh. 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000, 9,000.
I can run to anywhere just like this.
All the way to Texas just like this.
All the way to Texas just like this.
Stop. Front. Bouncing ball.
Wash Tills Academy strives to anchor students in the Word of God. That's sort of our number one focus. We want them to get an education that's practical, that will equip them for life, that will help them to be successful in this world. But even more important, we want them to be successful for eternity. We want them to gain a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. So our program focuses on, both in the academy and the college, it focuses on not just the classroom learning, but actual practical Christianity, living for Christ, sharing Christ. We have a lot of emphasis on evangelism and missions and soul winning because we believe that every young person should be a minister. Just like ASI has the motto, sharing Christ in the marketplace, we realize the work's not going to be finished by just pastors or teachers or evangelists. We want our young people, whether they become plumbers or pediatricians, we want them to be active in their faith, in their church, and sharing Christ with those they meet.
I get letters on a regular basis from students who tell me what a difference being at the academy or the college has made in their life. And some of them are solid students that always were kind of the cream of the crop type students you think of, who you thought maybe you didn't impact at all on. I remember a letter I got from a student who told me how she'd never had her devotions before she came here, and we taught her how to have devotions and what a major difference that made in her life. And she was a student that, coming from the home she came from, looking at her behavior and everything, you would think had a just solid walk with the Lord all along, but she didn't. And it was just a really encouraging letter.
We believe it's very important that the students have not just classroom learning, but work training as well. You know, as much as we can, we want to follow the model for education that the Adventist Church has been given, specifically in the writings of Ellen White. And one of the things she says is that an education derived chiefly from books leads to shallow thought and superficial thinking. And only now, scientists and the educational world is starting to realize that actually when young people learn to work with their hands, it does increase their cognitive problem-solving skills. And it helps them to be able to take a project from beginning to completion, to be able to map the path, you know, from start to end. And so we believe that this is an important part of their work experience. They're not paid directly for the work that they do during the vocational time, the vocational training time, but this does allow us to keep our tuition costs very low. We're a little less than half, actually, of the costs of other Adventist institutions.
Well, we're very much a campus under construction and development. Right now, our big projects are completing this classroom administration building and the new Academy Boys dorm. Our board of directors just has met and approved a purchase of an adjoining 40 acres that we will use to build up a college housing and more college buildings. Right now we do a lot of sharing, and we'll continue to do some sharing of facilities because it's just advantageous to both programs. But we have 381 acres, and we are looking to develop it into programs for both the college and the academy.
We also have an active missions program. Since 1998, we began taking our students overseas and doing evangelism programs with them. You know, many times we might be building a church or an orphanage or something else along at the same time. We also have each year a special trip that's just for our academy seniors. And this trip, they're more involved in planning. The first semester of their senior year, they take a Bible doctrines class, which is actually equipping them to be more effective in speaking and in giving Bible studies and in helping people understand from the Bible, especially our distinctive doctrines. And this last year, for example, the senior class held four evangelistic campaigns in Bulgaria. They were focusing largely on a gypsy population in Varna, which is a part of the country in which the gypsies specifically haven't had a lot of evangelism from the Adventist Church. And so we spent 4 weeks in the Varna area with our senior class, and each of those four sites had four seniors that were speaking nightly. They were doing health talks, they were doing a children's program, and they were, you know, setting up their own equipment and running their own equipment, and then they were also doing some visitations during the day.
And this last year, we were actually able to take a couple of the college students with us on one of these mission trips to Bulgaria. And so we used the opportunity to give them experience in shooting and producing a video. And so we actually produced a report video on our Bulgarian mission trip.
And so this gave them an opportunity for some who haven't yet had the chance to speak for an evangelistic series here in the United States. It gave them an opportunity to preach their series, some of them for the first time. And hopefully the experience they gain there will be something that will help them. Some of them will now come back to the States and do more active evangelism here.
This school exists in part for closing the back door of the church. We've seen so many young people, even people that are not young anymore, my age, who we went all the way through academy and college and maybe grade school in the church, and yet somehow they never caught the vision. They never came to love the Lord. Or maybe they did, but they made choices and led them away. And we believe there's just far too many young people who are in that category. And if we can give them, while they are receiving their education, a greater understanding of why we as a church exist, why the Lord's counsel for us is so beautiful, and get them involved in soul winning exercises or activities, we believe we will succeed in helping to close that door.
From the beginning, I think we can say that ASI did two things for Ouachita Hills. Number one, ASI has provided encouragement and support for this school as a ministry. A number of times we've been the recipients of project offerings, but more than that, we've received encouragement in what we're doing. ASI has a strong history in supporting ministries. And so ASI leaders and ASI members have given a lot of encouragement, a lot of prayers, a lot of guidance, a lot of good ideas that have helped Ouachita Hills from its very beginning. But the second impact that ASI has had on Ouachita Hills, I would say, is on its students. In our philosophy of wanting to have students who are workers for God, soul winners, no matter what their career profession, we face a challenge, because you can say that, but it's much more powerful if you can see that. And we love to take our students to ASI, because there they see real men and women who are living what we're trying to train them for. They may be professionals, they may be business people, they may be, you know, entrepreneurs, but their passion is still to save souls. Their calling that they feel God has placed upon their heart is to be marketplace ministers as lay people. And we treasure the impact and influence that ASI members have on our young people, because as far as I can tell, there's no better place where they can safely be mentored than in an ASI convention or with ASI members and ASI ministers.
It's amazing to imagine the plans God has in store for the students at Ouachita Hills Academy and College. For information about the schools, visit ouachitahillsacademy.org and ohc.org. To learn more about ASI, including how to become a member, call 301-680-6450 or visit www.asiministries.org. I'm Dan Houghton. You've been watching ASI Video Magazine. See you next time for more stories of ASI members sharing Christ in the marketplace. God be with you.